It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoe Shack.
With Sam and Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello, welcome to Comedy Shoe Shine, episode 146. That's a complete bullshit number. I have no interest in that number.
Not even worth, yeah.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Worthless number.
Yeah, it needs to try better next time for sure. I don't, the numbers they're giving us. Have you seen, you seen these numbers they're throwing at us?
Where's the, how, yeah.
There's is there the no rhyme or reason to work it. With. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, Sam's voice is blown out from witnessing... an amazing sports moment.
Yeah. One of the greatest moments in LA Dodgers history. I definitely
Dude,
saw.
Dude, I can't believe you let... Are you going to tell this story? Because I can't believe you did that.
Yeah, sure. It's not much of a story, really.
It's pretty good.
I just left. That's the story.
No, you went... Okay, so for anyone who doesn't know, the Dodgers are all Sam has. They're pretty much Sam's everything, somehow. It's a weird... Yeah, no, I get it, because the Sharks are that way for me, too. But I know I have a couple other things going on. For Sam, though, it's just the Dodgers. Literally no other thing. And yeah. So you take, what did you do? You take, because you're talking about what you're talking, you take off, like, work, you kind of, you know, you definitely took some time off of work, right? You didn't, you, like, canceled stuff?
Yeah.
Or yeah, you go down, because the Dodgers are in the second round of, I don't know, bullshit baseball playoffs, but is the next round the Stanley Cup? Is that how it works?
As yeah, they the go next to the Stanley, the Stanley World Cup Series.
Yeah, the World Series. Yeah, so it's baseball playoffs are oddly short.
Yeah, whoever wins the Stanley Cup in baseball only holds it until, what, June when the hockey team takes it back. So it's kind of weird.
Yeah, an intersport like rivalry.
Yeah.
Yeah, for playing, as you pointed out, for playing a 973 game season, playoffs is only like one round. It's really fast. But anyway,
yeah,
the Dodgers,
which
have
actually
been,
makes yeah. sense, because otherwise there would be no
time
at all to
wasn't.
Have a regular long yeah. season. It'd be like you play 162 games and then the team that wins has to go through like seven rounds of playoffs to
yeah.
win the championship. So
there's just nobody
like
can
that.
Live long enough to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they're in the second round. They're playing awesome. They're, you know, you went down there for the weekend, I guess, to watch both the games. And for some reason...
That's not exactly true.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I already took off a lot of work time. And my plan was, this is a seven-game series. I thought, I definitely will go Saturday to game one because Kershaw is pitching. You know, it's like they're...
Got to see him give up six.
All-time greatest pitcher, and he fails every year. And he did... I mean, he didn't do great, but he didn't do awful. He gave up two runs in like five innings or something. It's not good for him, but that's,
that bad,
yeah. You know. Anyway, so the first game, there's a lot to that. I guess there is a lot to the story. First game was at 5 o'clock, and I was staying at a friend's house down there, and she, you know, I bought tickets for her and her boyfriend to come to the game. And her, this is the
no,
best part of the whole thing.
This.
Her boyfriend, yeah. I've known her for like, I don't know, 15 years, and you know, she's had different boyfriends, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever really met any of them because I see her like once a year when we go to Dodger yeah. games. But
once a year like, when Kershaw's ready to fail in the playoffs, that's when
yeah.
you visit.
She's like, oh, I haven't, my boyfriend would really like to go. He's from New Zealand and he doesn't really, like he wants to get into baseball, but he doesn't really totally understand it, but he kind of knows cricket. And I was like, well, I don't know cricket, so I can't really help, you know, that doesn't. I'm not going to be able to like make comparisons or
anything. Yeah, also cricket is the fucking weirdest game. I've said it before. It's impossible. What I don't know what's happening. I have read the Wikipedia page on cricket probably three times because I'm like, I don't get what. I just am curious about it somehow. I don't know. It came up or something. It's incomprehensible. There's no. It's the weirdest game. Anyway.
Yeah. So. You know, like, imagine if you were in that situation, it could be like, well, this guy's going to be annoying, like, or, you don't know, like, I don't know.
I mean, New Zealand, that's better than a random, I would take that over a random boyfriend. Like, if somebody said,
true.
Yeah, like, random, oh, just he's a boyfriend from LA or whatever, I would take New Zealand easily.
Yeah. Yeah, so
at least you can talk about The Hobbit for a good, for a while.
And they showed up to the game, but, like, so I had her house is maybe 10 minutes away from the stadium. So I was like, that's perfect. Like after the game, you could just go back and pass out or, you know, go out or whatever. And then, so for Sunday, she was like, well, I'm gone all day Sunday. I can't go to the game. And I was like, well, I'm not sure if I'm going to go to the Sunday game, but you know, it's a 6.5-7 hour drive home from Dodger Stadium. So if I leave in the morning, I could maybe get home before the game starts. But if I don't, then I'm going to be driving during the game. So I didn't know what I was going to do.
Yeah.
And then also, for some fucking reason, it's 100 degrees in LA right now. I don't know.
Yeah, that's always.
There's some kind of hoax going on because I thought when you're near an ocean at all, then it's just you don't get that hot.
Hmm.
Why? How is it that hot there? It's so weird. It's hotter down there now than it is here. Like in October and November, it's like 100 degrees somehow. Makes no sense. Anyway, it was miserable. And yeah, so we went to the first game and I had like 1,000 beers at the first game. I had probably 6 gigantic beers during the course of the game. So I was like just completely destroyed that night and the whole next day. But I just decided like if they won the first game, I was thinking I would go to the second game because then maybe they'd be up 2-0 and I would drive home after that. And it would be, you know, that'd be a great
drive home in victory. Yeah.
Yeah. If they lost the first game, I was thinking, because that's Kershaw, like, it's not exactly a must win, but pretty close, because you got your best pitcher going. If they lose that game, and then I wait around all day with nothing to do in the heat, and they lose the second game, and then I drive home, I might as well just drive into oncoming traffic. So then, of course, they win the first game, and it was great. It was really fun, because her boyfriend was really nice and really funny. And asking me about baseball and comparing it to cricket, and it was really interesting. And then he's
like,
a musician.
Where are the wickets? You're like, you don't need any fucking wickets. I don't know what you guys are doing with wickets, but you don't need them.
No.
Just get rid of the
something
wickets.
Funny.
Yeah.
So here's one funny thing he said that somebody got hit by a pitch during the game, or maybe they didn't, or maybe they jumped out of the way or something. And there was a hit by pitch.
Well, this was game. I know game two, the guy got hit in the hand, but I don't know if I saw game one.
Well, let's just pretend there was because it came up somehow, and I had 100 beers, so I can't remember how this happened. But at some point, he said, "Oh, so he just gets to go to first or whatever." And I was like, "Yeah, you know, got hit by the pitch." And he goes, "Oh, there's something similar to that in cricket where if the ball, you know, the guy slings that ball at the wickets or whatever, and if the ball hits the guy's leg pad before the wickets, then it's a hit by ball. What is it called? It's like hit before wickets or pad before wickets or something, you know,
except after
but
C.
He said but he said that the entire team starts chanting something. Oh god, I missed the I'm forgetting.
We gotta get him on
the
show
was.
We gotta get him on the show.
Yeah, no, the phrase is like I could try to Google it. It's like a question phrase that's like...
Do you think it's just specifically a New Zealand thing or a cricket thing? Let's see. Cricket, hit before wicket. Some rhyme, old-timey thing. Leg before wicket.
Leg before
first
wicket,
first appeared in the laws of cricket in 1774. Okay, I just want to put... The people also ask. This is why this sport is incomprehensible. Dude, here's the top people also ask. Can you be out LBW if the ball pitched outside off stump? What the fuck does that mean? God. Okay. Leg before wicket chant. Let's see if that.
That's what I just. That's so weird. I just. Yeah. Searched the same thing.
So we're probably on the same page. I'll wave to you.
God. Something like how's that or. It's a perfect New Zealand phrase.
Yeah.
I wonder if it.
I don't have nothing.
You know, like
coming
it's polite sounding, but like you yell it. Anyway, the point was like, God, it's weird. I would so expect stupid. That we could find this instantly yeah. on the internet. What's
maybe
going
he's
on
just making
internet?
It up. No, probably not. It sounds plausible.
So the point was that you have to ask, you have to appeal. I think it's called an appeal, maybe.
The
umpire won't just say like, oh, he got hit before the thing. And, you know,
you have to say like, mother, may I get hit before?
No, it's like, God, what is the damn phrase? Somebody listening is like, they know it right now.
I know it.
It's like, how's that or what?
All right. Well, okay. We get it. There's some chant. Yeah.
Unless
you can't, you're not remembering it. So I don't want to spend forever trying to.
I'm searching at the same time.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, it's just interesting because I was saying like, oh no, here they just like the umpire. Just
we have these things called rights.
Yeah.
There's no, yeah.
I was like, why would you have to like ask for it if it's a thing? Like if it's a rule that happens or not. It's like, what sport is there where it's like, well, if you don't ask, then we just don't call that rule.
Right.
Like, we don't. That's weird. Anyway, so it was like that. Like we were talking about differences and stuff. And I said, you know, I was asking him are there indoor or an outdoor stadiums for cricket or is it all outdoor? And he's like, oh, it's all outdoor because...
outdoor, right? Isn't the field is like 47 miles long.
That's what he said. He goes, oh, no, the field could never fit inside of an arena because you can hit the ball backwards on purpose.
Oh,
it's
right.
Part of the yeah. So he's
see,
like,
there's
it's
your
just
first
an
problem.
Infinite abyss. Of a,
They have to have like fielders back there, I'm guessing. You got to, it's so weird.
Anyway.
What were we saying?
So that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were talking about the game and all that, and I had this bazillion beers. And I thought if they won, I would probably go to the next games. Mm-hmm. But it was just a great game. Like it was fun and the Dodgers won. And then we were in the parking lot from, I don't know, 9:30 till 11,
forever.
Trying to get out of the parking lot.
Yeah.
So we got home at 11:30. And I was like, I really want to go to tomorrow's game. But I looked at the weather and it was going to be like 96 the next day.
Oh, man.
And my friend was gone all day and I had, she had no internet and no television at her house.
Okay,
I don't know what she even does.
So you used to have a friend, ex-friend.
Yeah, I couldn't do any. Oh, she's like, I just moved in and I haven't got that stuff set up.
Okay.
I was like, well, you wouldn't move in. Like, that's the first thing you do. When
it's like,
you're
I don't
house.
Have a toilet or water or walls.
So now you could put yourself in my situation.
Yeah.
I woke up and there was nothing to do.
No, I wouldn't have gone. I see what you're saying now. I would have just left.
Should have just left in the morning.
Yeah.
And I just like, I was like, oh, fine, I'll just do it. I'll go. And then I thought, okay, if I'm going to get out of there, because it's a 6.5-7 hour drive, I had to be back today at some point. I have a bunch of work to do. I'm behind.
By the way, this is why the episode was late. Sam was gone.
I was gone.
All this crap, but yeah.
So I just thought like, I'll just go to as much of the game as I can, I guess. And I got there so the Sunday game started at 4:30. I got there at 1:30 because I had nothing to do. And I figured walking around Dodger Stadium and eating would be better than what I was doing.
Better than sitting in the dark with like anything.
So boring.
Yeah.
And I got there at 1:30 and it was like 93 degrees or whatever. Easy. And I just walked around and got food and I just sweat for 3 hours. So by the time the game actually started at 4:30, I was already exhausted and tired of being there, like just tired of everything. And then on top of that, the first six innings of the game, like nothing happened. It was just the Dodgers never did anything. The other team hit like one home run. And then I don't even think I told you this, but the section I was in the first night was just a bunch of fun Dodger fans and some Cubs fans that were, you know, they were taking it and a little give and take, you know, it was fun. Everyone was like lighthearted and in a good mood. And for some reason I got into like the gang section of Dodger Stadium last night. It was like scary gang member section. And there was a bunch of Cubs fans that were like belligerent and there was almost fights like all around me the whole time. And at one point I got up to go to the bathroom in like the fourth inning. And one of these guys, he was like all gang tattooed. Like, I'm pretty sure he was either a former or current gang member. He wouldn't get up out of his seat, like in my room.
Oh, to let you go. Oh my God.
Yeah. He wouldn't let me go. He just sat down and was just like glaring at me. And he goes, fuck, like that when I walked, you know, kind of next to him. And I was like, what? Like, I actually just like, what? And he goes, fuck, man. And I was like, okay, well, I have to get by. And I was trying to like step over his two legs and he wasn't moving his legs. And I was like, oh, this is just like, this is not, I'm just not going to do this anymore. Like right now.
Yeah.
So I went up there and started watching the game from the TV. And I watched like the end of the sixth when the Dodgers kind of had a rally going when Chase Utley was up and he struck out, you know?
Yeah.
That's when I was messaging you. Mm-hmm. And after he struck out, I was like, all right, it's 1-1 and it's the seven, going to the seventh. And if I leave now, I can get home at 1 a.m. And I was like, if I
stay. And you're factoring, if you stay for the whole game, you have to sit in the parking lot and then drive.
2 hours. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then drive to 7 hours.
If it's a close game. I mean, if the Cubs scored 9 runs in the next inning, then everyone would start leaving and it would probably be, you know, a little easier. But I was thinking what would most likely happen.
Yeah. Because their worst case would be, it would be, yeah, they would hit a homer at the very end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I'd be fucking pissed because I'd get home at 4 a.m. and I'd be exhausted. I don't know if I would have made it. I probably would have just had to stop at like 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. So I just ran the numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ran the numbers in my mind. I was like 9 times out of 10.
But what you didn't put in your calculator was 1 Justin Turner.
Yeah.
Clutchiest clutch to ever.
What ends up happening is,
the dream situation, the game. If you were any kind of Dodgers fan, you would have been there. Like, the ultimate Dodgers experience.
It was hilarious because I was listening to it on the radio on the drive home, and I was really happy when they won. And the announcer guy was like, "No one who is here will forget this night ever. This is one of the greatest nights,
like a
history
Simpsons.
Of Dodgers baseball." And I was just laughing. But at the same time, it's weird because, like, it's hard to argue this because I was at the games for some reason. You know, it's not like I could say, "Well, I don't care about being at the game." I was at.
Well,
both
plus
games,
you can always just say, "Yeah, I was at the game." Just leave, you know.
Yeah.
On behalf of the whole world, I'm gonna go ahead and give you a break on that. Just say you were there. Never mention that you weren't there, and it's fine. It's fine. We'll give you a break. No one's gonna question it. They're not gonna be. Did you stay for the whole game? No one thinks that way. You got your ticket stub. I'm sure you can pull up the email or something.
Yeah, I almost did that. I almost did that. I was almost just going to play it off like I was there because I didn't tell you that I left. I didn't tell anybody.
You said you were going to, and I was like, man, I hope he didn't. I think I even said sarcastically, I was like, oh, good thing you didn't leave for that one because it felt like you did based on how you weren't responding. Yeah, I don't know. That was funny.
But see, this is the whole numbers I ran through my mind is like, worst case, and that's the worst. No, that's not the worst case scenario. Worst case scenario is they lose and I drive home, get home at 4. But that, I was still really fucking happy on the drive home that they won the game. It was awesome. Like I got home at 1, I got a decent night's sleep, and they won, and they're up 2-0.
Yeah.
So I, you know, all's well
that
ends well.
It was the worst case. What you did is you mitigated the absolute worst case scenario.
Yeah.
And you introduced a new worst case scenario that was like manageable. Like if that happened, and it did literally happen. Like it was the worst. It was the worst thing that could have happened given what you did. Like, so.
Yeah.
You know, you lost out on the bet, but it's still, I think it was a smart decision. Because you would have had to wait for, it could have been 1-1 for 57 innings. Like it could
forever,
have just been, nothing was happening.
Yeah. And then to lose a game like that would have just been brutal.
Yeah. When
and
they you like lose I said, it in the 15th at 3 a.m. and then you have to drive home, it's just, it'd be the worst.
Yeah. So
it makes sense.
That's kind of how it goes. I kind of should have just gone for the first game, honestly. I just kind of pushed it a little bit. And then I got to that point where I was like, all right, I pushed it. Like, if they would have been up like 10-0 in the third or fourth inning, I would have been like, awesome. I saw the action of the second game, and I can go home, and they won. But, whatever.
Man, Justin Turner was that very whole fucking game. He drove in the first run.
Yeah,
clutch lead. Gosh, he's amazing. I don't care about baseball, but it was. But I do watch it just because I know Sam's there not watching it. So I watch the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm driving away during all the excitement.
I just wanted to be there in the car with you. I just wanted to feel like I was there in your car experiencing the game you weren't watching.
Yeah, it sucks because people are like, oh man, I can't believe you're that guy that leaves the game early. I'm like, yeah, that's not really what I did.
No,
that's
not, you're not that guy.
I'm not that guy.
If it was, was next door or, you know, even like an hour away from your house, you would have stayed
till 2 a.m.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I was honestly worried about
it.
Have you do you fall asleep when you're driving? Oh, it's fucking horrible.
I've never fallen asleep. But that feeling of trying to drive while you're tired is really awful.
It sucks. Yeah, I had it at like 1 a.m. At the end of the trip, I was like slapping myself in the face and stuff. It's terrible.
I forget if I've told this story. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
You can't get out of it.
No.
Once you start that, you're fucked. It never gets better.
No, never.
Unless you get in like a serious accident, then you're probably awake.
Yeah, you either die in an accident or if you sleep for like 8 hours. But those are the only two. Yeah, it's like, I forget if I've told this story, but I think I have. But anyway, it just reminded me of when, you know, when Lydia and I first got together. I've told this story, but I'll just mention quickly.
I don't remember it.
We first got together. And, you know, when you're, you know, new relationship, it was long distance for a little while because she was in San Jose. I was in Stockton. I almost said Sacramento, but no, I was in fucking Stockton.
Yeah.
But anyway, long distance thing. We don't get a lot of time together. And at some point she told me like, oh, yeah, I'm going to Coachella. You know, like I have tickets with my friends or whatever. And we're going. And I was like, God, you're going to be gone for like a week and I don't get to, you know, it wasn't literally a week, but with the travel and the whatever, it would have been like 5 or 6 days or something. And I was like, well, I'll go. So I just wanted to go. And there was some good band. There's Radiohead was there. And there's some other bands that I wanted to see. Laura Marling. There's plenty of good bands. Yeah. I was like, you know what? I'll go. That way I don't have to not be with you for that long in a new relationship where you're all like excited to be together all the time. Now I just let her go. But no, I'm just kidding. So I went. And what happened was, it was the year of the hologram.
Monkey.
The infamous.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
No, it was the year of the Coachella hologram. It was that.
Oh, yeah.
We weren't there. So it's sort of like, wow, there's a lot of tie-ins. It's actually, now that I think about it, it's literally the same story. Like, it's actually your story you just told. So I don't give a shit about rap because I just never have. I just don't get it. I've never cared. So I just didn't really feel like it. And I thought, my thinking was like, well, it was even worse than your Dodgers situation where with a 2 hour wait, the night we got there, trying to get into the campground in our car, like we've got all the stuff, you know, camper, everything on the car. And we're waiting. We got there and the time from driving into the entrance to where we actually got to our campsite was, I want to say, 4 hours. Like, 4 hours of nothing. Like, just sitting in a car waiting forever. And so my thinking was, all right, we've been here for this three-day music festival. Like, we're kind of a little over it. Like, it was hot as fuck. Like, I'm tired. You know, I was like, okay, you guys, because we were with two other friends at first, I think, if I remember right. Mm-hmm. I was like, you guys go enjoy the hologram that I didn't know about. Now, I was like, go enjoy that show. I'll pack everything up. Like, I'll get everything ready. I'll get us ready to go. And then after you're done with the show, I will drive us home through the night so that we can leave right after. And I figured from their perspective, like, how is that? That's win-win. That's got to be win-win. They get to see. I wasn't saying leave early. I was saying, like, you watch the last show because it was the last show of the whole thing. You know, you watch the last show. I'll get us ready. I'll drive us through the night because what I don't want to do is sleep awkwardly again in a tent for a few hours, wake up and wait in a line for 7 fucking hours and then drive the 9 hours that it is home, you know, because like, I do not want to do that. I will fucking die. So I thought that was a generous deal. I was like, you guys can sleep. How could that be any more win-win for them? You see the last show, then you go to sleep and then you're home. Like someone has driven you home. Seems great. Mm. But I remember one of her friends was pissed at me for it, like for some reason. I never found out why, but she was like super pissed about it. She wanted to stay the one night and then wait in a line. I never found out why. But anyway, so that was when I really had that battle of trying to stay awake, even though I'm a pretty good night person. Like I can stay awake forever. Yeah. But that you really do start to battle it. And like, I had to stop and get gas and like get a, you know, coffee and a bunch of bullshit drinks or something just to try to wake up. And you can kind of reset it a little bit, you know, you can kind of like,
yeah,
you can reset it slightly for like 20 minutes. And then once you get into that groove of the road again, it's just like, and it's just amazing how bad your body makes you feel. Like you can't even how could you put into words what that feeling is? You know, if someone's like, terrible. Oh, how are you feeling? You'd be like, my feeling is, like, it's just your whole body is just like, like, just no, the weirdest feeling. It's not pain. It's not like it hurts. If someone was
the
like,
thing
oh,
that I find really disturbing, I don't know if this happens to you, but when that happens to me, my body's going like, just kind of sleep. You'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. That's
just
how I
nod off a little bit. And you're like, drive no, I'm going to die.
Yeah, you can drive while 50% asleep. You just can't drive while 100% asleep.
It's weird that your brain can't go like, oh, if we fall asleep a little bit, we're going to die. So we can't. Like, you can't tell yourself to do that.
No.
And you're just like, I'll snooze like every, you know, a half second out of every second I'll sleep. And that'll be fine.
Yeah.
Like, your brain starts trying to talk you into doing it.
Well, it goes back to an age-old bit of yours about, like, humans can't process being in a vehicle, you know, just all the ramifications of being in something like that. Because, like, if we were running home, like, you know, if it was the Pleistocene era or whatever the fuck, where we were running home from a thing, we wouldn't fall asleep while running. You're not gonna fall asleep while running and get to a running accident. But because you're in a nice car and you're just sitting and everything's fine, it's just your body's like, oh, we're fine. We can just sleep. It's no big deal. Yeah, it's bad.
Plus, you can't, like, everyone's probably like, you'll just get like drink a zillion sodas and get like some 5 hour energy. But the thing is, like, I need to go to sleep when I get home. So if I do that all that, too. Then I get home at 1 a.m. and I can't sleep all night. So that doesn't.
Yeah, mine was a little different because I was like, okay, fuck that. I am doing whatever I can do to stay awake because I don't care. Like, once I get home, either I'll fall asleep or I won't. I don't really care. I just need to survive for this drive. So I did end up. I think I might have had an energy drink for the first and only time in 10 years. I don't drink them. But at that time, I think I was like, you know what? I'll do it. I accept. But it's so funny because it's not pain. Like, you wouldn't be like, well, it's not ow. I'm not feeling an ow feeling. I'm just absolutely miserable. Like, I can't describe it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's just so scary when you know you got like 2, 3, 4, 5 hours left and you're already doing that. And you're like, I don't know how I'm going to make it.
Yeah.
Like, how is this going to work?
I think I died, actually. But I don't think I survived.
You might have died. So anyway, whatever. I'm happy they won both games. So I'm not, you know.
Yeah, no.
And like
awesome.
You said, I'll God. Just 20 years from now, I'll just say, oh, yeah, I was definitely at the game. Like, I
saw Justin Turner crank that. Wasn't even a RBI, too, because it was 2-2. Oh, that was so awesome. I'm just further emphasizing how great. Oh, sorry, 1-1. Yeah, yeah. But it was 1-1, and there was two people on base, though, is what I meant to say. Like, I think it was first and second. It was two outs, but all he needed to do, just a good base hit probably would have scored, won it, right? Because Puig was on second, I think.
Yeah. So, the interesting thing is if the Dodgers used their, well, this is a little inside baseball, but the Dodgers had just burned their best.
I'm not familiar
closer.
With that idiom. What does it mean in this this usage?
So they had just used Kenley Jansen, who's their greatest closer or whatever. And they had to bat for, his spot came up third in that inning, I think. And they had to pinch hit for him. And the Cubs were using a shitty pitcher, which is why they lost. But if they had gotten through that, then they had their amazing closer who pitched like 3 innings game 5 of the series before and is unhittable.
Yeah.
So I thought, like, if he didn't do that, they probably would have lost that game. Like, they would have run out of pitching before the Cubs. You know, I don't know. Who knows? Yeah. But it felt to me like it was going to be bad if they didn't win that. So it was a huge moment.
So awesome.
Anyway, the other story I have from the whole thing,
and
this is sort of like you know, the useless things that happened.
I love that. Meaningless. Yeah. What is it? Let's see. Meaningless 1 in a billion occurrences. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And if you ever, anybody ever has some to share with us, feel free.
This is that, but it's not going to be as good. It'll be, and it's hard to follow sort of, I guess, but for me, it was amazing. So I guess I have to figure out where to start on this. First off. Yeah. So at the Dodger games, I guess I read about it. I've only been to Dodgers. I haven't been to Lakers or any of the other LA teams, but.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I thought you were saying I've never been to a Dodgers game.
I had to read about it because I've never seen it.
I only buy tickets
game,
and then listen in the car.
No, whenever the Dodgers win a game, even if it's regular season, whatever, they start playing the Randy Newman song, I Love LA. You know that song?
Oh, no, I don't, but okay.
Okay, so they play that every time and it's like, I love LA. And everyone's like, we love it and everything. It's awesome.
Oh, okay.
It's just like a real dorky, you know, Randy Newman. He writes songs.
Yeah.
That's
why I was weird. Because I instantly, I love LA. Baby. No. And I was like, no, that's not that.
No, that's Joan Jett. So anyway, that's that. So they played it at the end, you know, they won game one and they played that and we're all singing it and everything. And it's a tradition. And, you know, I was with the guy from New Zealand who doesn't.
I was
going to
say, game two, it could have been a real healing moment between you and the gangbanger from in the row.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. So where do we go with this? So this story is all game one. It has nothing to do with game two. So I was with my friend and her boyfriend, the guy from New Zealand.
Right.
And we watched the whole game and then we did all that. So when we get into the car, I find out he's a musician and we have 2.5 hours of sitting in whatever it was, hour and a half, 2 hours in the parking lot. And so we were listening to stuff on the, you know, on Spotify in the car while we were waiting in traffic. And I was talking to him about, like, you know, what is the greatest musician from New Zealand? You know, I don't know, just trying to think of stuff.
Yeah.
Whenever you meet someone from a different place, it's interesting to me to ask him, like, what food do you make? Because he just moved to, he moved to New York like 4 years ago, and then he moved to LA like a year ago. So he's mostly lived, and he's my age, so he's been in New Zealand most of his life. I was like, well, yeah, what do you miss the most? And, you know, what's your favorite this and that? And so I said, what's your favorite musician and all that? And he mentioned somebody I never heard of. And then the Crowded House was this band, I guess, that maybe was the biggest band that ever came out of New Zealand. And we were listening to that. And somehow we got talking about Cardigans. We were listening to Cardigans. It was fucking amazing.
Wait, are they from New Zealand?
No.
Oh,
they're from Sweden.
Yeah, that's what I was
thinking. I don't know how we got to that. But anyway, at one point he goes, you know who's from New Zealand actually is maybe, you know, the biggest hit song, like one song, is the guy from OMZ, you know, who's saying How Bizarre. And I was like, oh my God, How Bizarre. That song, as much as live as 1994 and my entire high school, you know, entering high school is just the Live Throwing Copper album. How Bizarre is the perfect, like, I don't even like that kind of music. I didn't even like it then.
No.
But somehow when that song was popular, everyone was kind of listening to it. And it just feels exactly like that time in high school. Right. I don't know why.
I had no idea he was from New Zealand.
Well, yeah, from New Zealand. And he was telling us all about, like, how that guy was from, like, the poorest area of New Zealand. And
how bizarre.
The band. Yeah, super bizarre. The band is called, or whatever it was called, OMC, and it was like something Millionaires Club. What is it?
Original. No, no.
No, it's the name of the area.
Millionaires
Otara Club. Millionaires Club. So he said the irony or whatever is that Otara is like the poorest area of New Zealand, so that's why it was kind of cool or something.
That was lost on us Americans at the time, I think.
See, that's why I was talking to him about stuff. I learned something.
That's important cultural knowledge.
So anyway, just play a little How Bizarre, because everyone's probably like knows it, but doesn't.
Everyone probably wants to listen to it really badly.
So chill.
Brother Bellas in the back, sweet singers in the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly, red blue lights flash us from behind. Loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Bellet bridge was
a weird guy.
Cena just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades. Is that a Chevy 69? How bizarre. How bizarre. How bizarre.
How much of this have we listened to?
Hold in.
What a song.
Just so everyone's like, oh, yeah, that song.
Yeah.
I remember that stupid song. Guys from New Zealand.
What a weird song.
Yeah. Apparently he died in like 2010 and was talking about that. And yeah.
I didn't
He's
know
only
that.
Like 40. And that's it was sad. Like,
he
not
looked
like
40
a,
in this video. He was an old looking young guy, apparently.
He was like 12 in that video.
Yeah, he
looked
40. Looked
100. Yeah. So anyway, we were talking about that. And right after that, I said, I was like, isn't it weird how. First off, we're talking about how you just need one song. Like, it's amazing with music, popular music, or being famous or rich or whatever. If you just have one song that does that, you're pretty much going to make a lot of money. And that's all you need. And no one cares about any other song you ever write, really. Mm. And then I was saying how if you do have one song like that, you get like one more song. Like, you get one more album where people are like, all right, let's check
give
this
you,
out.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah,
you
yeah,
can
exactly.
do it again.
It could be anything. And you'll make a certain amount of money of just like, oh, that guy.
Yeah. Oh, this is his new hit. Because people are like, regular popular music listeners are like, that guy writes songs that I like. He wrote a song that was really good that I like. So he'll do it again, probably, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I was asking, I was like, I don't think he, and he said like, oh, he had another album, blah, something, something. And I go, man, I don't remember him having a follow-up album, you know, that had like a shitty song that no one bought and then he was gone or whatever. And he goes, oh yeah, he had like one other song that, you know, got onto the charts in New Zealand. I don't know if it got anywhere in America. And he's like, I'm trying to remember what the song is. And then he goes, oh yeah, I remember. It's called I Love LA. And I started laughing because I was like, that's awesome. Like, it's a really good joke that, you know, we just heard the song I Love LA that Randy Newman does at the end of the things. And he wasn't laughing. And I was like, oh, okay. And he goes, here, I'll play it. And I was kind of drunk still or whatever. Not really drunk, but, you know, tired after drunk. And he starts playing the song and it's I Love LA. It's the same literally song. That song. He covered that song.
Oh, is it covered? Like, oh, I thought you were going to tell us he wrote it. Like, he was the brains behind. Oh, okay.
No, he covered that Randy Newman song that they play at the end of the Dodgers games that we just heard 10 minutes ago as we were walking out of the stadium.
Wow.
That was his second biggest hit or whatever. The fuck are the odds of that? That's not even possible. The guy's from New Zealand.
Yeah.
It's not like he's from LA or he, you know. I'm still thinking about that going, how is that possible that happened?
So weird.
It's nothing. Well, like, it doesn't matter at all.
Yeah, that's a meaningless one in a bazillion.
That's so weird. Who would cover Randy Newman's I Love LA, first off? You'd have to kind of know the song, but like, that's like covering.
Well, now I guess we'll have to hear it. Let's see. Yeah, LMC, yeah. I Love LA. Yeah, it is a result, so. Doesn't have quite as many views as the other
one. No. Oh, this is the cover version.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought you wanted to hear the cover version.
It's terrible.
Does it ever start? It's the same guitar track.
Just set there. Yeah. Imperial Highway. Nasty little redhead at my side. Why did he do this?
When does he start seeing How Bizarre? I can't. He's not. It's weird to think of him doing anything other than How Bizarre. How Bizarre. Like, he can't. Yeah. I think that was the problem. It wasn't How Bizarre.
Yeah.
Anyone ever just come out with the same song? Like, they're like, all right, here's my follow up. You guys are going to. It's a new song.
Coldplay did that.
And then just named it something else, but then it's just the same song. He's like, How Bizarre. Coldplay
and Green Day and every single band that has Green Day song. Taylor Swift and
true.
They just play
but literally
song.
Like they just do the same chorus. Like just throws in How Bizarre.
So just Coldplay then.
Yeah.
Remember when Coldplay had that song that's the same song?
Yeah.
As the other one?
Anyway. Probably not, because it just seems like the same song to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, isn't that weird?
I kept
talking about it and they were like, yeah, anyway. I was like, this is really weird. We just heard the Randy Newman. Just play the fucking Randy Newman one. It's amazing.
Okay, sure.
It's terrible. It's so cheesy and like nothing, no other song. I can't imagine.
Why would you cover that?
Yeah, no one would ever cover that.
Here's the funny thing. Maybe we have an answer for you. The official video is him in a red car. Let's see.
Oh,
interesting. Well, okay, the thumbnail was, but now it's not looking like that. I don't know what the hell this is.
When is the song start?
Yeah, when's the song? Here, there's the...
What the fuck is that?
Is this it?
There we go, yeah. That's how it starts at the stadium.
Oh, okay.
It's awesome.
When was this made? Oh, 1983. Wow. Randy Newman is fucking weird. They're driving in a red car, similar. It's not the same car, but it's similar to the How Bizarre video. I wonder if that, like, there's some tie in there.
Yeah, there must be.
Like that, like this video gave him the idea for the How Bizarre video, and then he's like, okay, well, let's cover this song. I don't know. Who knows?
Maybe. Anyway, that was just really weird. If I didn't have really a New Zealand guy in the car with me and asking him what band was the biggest from New Zealand, that's just weird.
A weird one for you. This is not that. Is this, because that was pretty spectacular. Second only to my nailing the fucking ice cream sandwich from 500 yards away.
What was mine? When my wife threw that thing and it landed on the...
Oh, yeah. What was that?
She threw something across the room and it hit the chair and bounced right in my hand. And I wasn't even looking at it.
I thought your daughter did. Was it?
Oh, yeah. Maybe it was my daughter.
Yeah. You weren't even, it just landed same, right. Same yeah, thing. That's pretty good. That's like a one in a million. Not quite a one in a bazillion.
Yours is like one in a billion.
Dude, yeah. I wish we could have, oh man. Someday there will be the technology to just recreate any situation. No, it was amazing. It was, but anyway, this weekend I did this California Free Thought Day here in Sacramento. I wasn't that involved in it, but I did like a panel thing. It was kind of fun. Oh, and cool. I figured it's in Sacramento, so I'll do it. That was all I needed to know. Yeah. It was close. But I did a panel that had some authors. I was the only podcaster, and it was called an authors and podcasters panel, and I was the only podcaster, but it was funny. But that was fun. And then afterward, there was a little get together, and you know, we were just talking, and I was talking to one of the authors, and he was asking me about my podcast. He was like, "Oh, what do you edit on or whatever?" And I normally don't care about that question at all, because usually people don't know anything about it. So it's just like, well, because I use Ableton Live, like they're not going to recognize, you know, those questions where people are just, they're asking because they know like Pro Tools or something, you know? And so they're asking you, oh, what do you use? They're hoping you say Pro Tools so they can be like, oh, I know Pro Tools. You know, I've just gauged it as one of those kind of interactions. So I was like, oh, I use a weird one because, you know, Ableton Live is a weird program to use, but I use it because of music and that. But anyway, he was like, oh, yeah, I know Ableton. So then I was like, oh, he knows some audio stuff if he knows Ableton. So he was talking to me. He was like, oh, yeah, I do some, I do some stuff here and there. And he's like, I do some video. And he's like, do you do any video? And I said, no, I don't really. And he's like, yeah, I do some video. And he's like, well, for example, actually did the video where I throw stuff to my dog and my dog can't catch it. I was like, hold on. You didn't lead off with the fact that you're the guy who does the my dog can't catch any food video. Yeah. I was like, 70 bazillion views on stuff. And he's like, yeah, that's me. I was like, why did you take you until now? Like all day you could have told me this. It's so funny. That video rules. And he said and it's just so weird. Like what would you do if that was you? You know, would you always say that? I kind of get where he's coming from. You know, you don't really want to lead off with it, but he did eventually work it in, you know, and I think that's smart. You work it in, but it's just funny because that's such a different kind of celebrity, I guess, than we've ever had in human history, where it's like, well, I'm a totally normal guy that you would never recognize because I'm not in the video, but I did this video that almost every human being on earth has somehow seen. Like it's totally weird. And he said that like he got, and it's funny with these viral bullshits because they go viral and then sometimes they stop and then like a year later they'll go viral again because, you know, someone happened to see it and then, you know, it's just a weird viral thing where if a celebrity happens to see it and shares it or whatever. And he said like, yeah, it's a few years old, but the last month it went viral again. So I've been getting more attention. And he said the Today Show called him like that day and then all this stuff. And I think he might've even gone to like Australia or something. People just fly him in, you know, to do their show. This happens on TV that you and I don't watch, you know, daytime bullshit TV, but they must find people now who did internet videos and invite them in. Cause why? I guess that's what you would do, but how fucking funny is that? Just randomly is the guy I never would have you know, I mean, it's like it was a secular event, you know, and just happened to be that's the guy who throws food at his dog and his dog can't catch it. So weird.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So that
Did
was
you get
fun.
His autograph or
I should have gotten his dog's autograph, but his dog wasn't there.
I wonder what people do with him. They're like, throw me something and I won't catch it. You know, like, what
yeah, like
you,
when you get Steve
you...
Young to throw you a football or something.
Yeah. Like, well, most people you go, you know, do the line or whatever, you know. Did I do that or whatever?
You give him like a hot dog to throw at you. Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Yeah. And then you don't catch it you don't on catch purpose. It, yeah. And then
I'll
that's
pretend
the whole
to
thing.
Be
then
dog.
You laugh. Yeah. You have a good laugh and
that's awesome.
Because you want to do something with the person that represents whatever their thing is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think.
Oh, man. Yeah. So that was funny. But it was fun. Great event. But the most memorable thing was that I met the guy who throws stuff at his dog. So
that's awesome. I even know.
I wouldn't have mentioned it otherwise.
Yeah.
On this show, anyway. All right. Well, that does it. Do we have any boner stuff? Do you think?
We should probably do something.
Yeah, we should probably do something for the boners, for sure, especially because it was a late episode. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in, regular normie listeners, and for our totally bodacious radical listeners over at patreon.com/shoeshine, we've got some bonus stories for you. So for everybody else, we'll see you next week. For boners, hang on to your boner, and we'll hang on to your boner, and we'll be right back.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.